This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
The prophet Isaiah is one of the great prophets of the Old Testament. He prophesied sometime around 720, 700 BC. And one of the major messages he proclaimed was that God would give an anointed one to Israel to bring them in the right path, to let them follow God's law. But one king after another came, and none of them satisfied what he was looking for. It's sort of like politicians today. You look at one and you say, he's going to solve all the problems. She has all the answers. And it just doesn't work out that way because we're human, we're fallible. And unfortunately, especially around 700 BC, the kings of Judah were not that good. They often misled the people in the wrong path. They often got involved in political fights with other countries that had nothing to do with the Jewish people. And so finally, Isaiah gave up with this on this idea that there would be a perfect king in his time. And he started talking about the perfect king in the day of the Lord. That perfect king was the Messiah, the anointed one. He's no longer looking for a Messiah, another king who's anointed by the high priest. He's looking for the Messiah. And the Messiah receives a special title, as was true very often in the ancient world, and is still true today. We see that with the Emperor of Japan. We even see it with the Holy Father, who takes a special name that signifies something about his reign when he's made Pope. Well, the Messiah would be the Prince of Peace, that he would enact justice in the land so profound that people would live at peace. And remember, in Hebrew, the word for peace is shalom, a peace that's so profound that even nature can sense it. That's why Isaiah says that the lion will lie down with the lamb, that even the created world will live in that situation that God had always intended right from the beginning. That's the goal in our own life. If we have a leadership role, it's to exercise that authority in a way that brings peace to the community and not self-aggrandizement, not making ourselves the most important, but rather the service of others. And let's face it, all of us have some role of leadership, whether it be official leadership in politics, in the church, or even the leadership of giving a good example to another, of simply trying to live as a good Christian, because that too is an exercise of the authority that God has given us in our baptism. Remember, in our baptism, we became priests, prophets, and kings. We too are given that responsibility of being princes of peace in order to make this world what God always intended it to be.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.